This is a special report from OFM News.
A proposed change to the ANC constitution, which would have allowed for two deputy presidents, appears to have been rejected by delegates at the governing party's national conference. This proposal, first introduced by President Jacob Zuma, was meant to ensure the loser of the party's presidential race would receive a consolation prize of a place in the party's extended NEC. But according to reports on ENCA and Northwest Premier Suprahumapelo, this proposal did not pass the scrutiny of the Congress.
We are not going to support that plan of a second deputy president. We agreed among ourselves that you can't just support something which is not properly explained. It's not in the constitution, it's not in the organizational renewal, so let's work on it until the next conference.
The rejection of the proposal could be considered a blow to presidential candidate Nkosi Zana Dlamini Zuma, as many saw it as an attempt to ensure she gains a seat at the party's helm, even if she were to lose the upcoming battle of the votes against Deputy President Cyril Ramaphosa. Another clear blow to Dlamini Zuma's campaign came last night when outgoing national chairperson Baleka Mbete withdrew from the presidential race and declared her support for Ramaphosa.
We publicly endorse Comrade Cyril Ramaphosa that we have been talking, and we agree on how to approach the issues of maximizing unity in the organization, in particular moving towards 2019, because it would be wrong for us to have a limited approach to what we have come to do here.
Today's delay in proceedings was attributed to the painstaking process of ensuring all voting delegates are legitimate deployees of their various branches and provinces, and that none of the barred members from the Free State, KwaZulu-Natal and Northwest slipped through the cracks. The party says this aspect of the conference had to be completely above board, as a court challenge to the outcomes of the conference would be disastrous. Credentials were eventually adopted this morning, allowing Congress to go ahead. Ruling Alliance partner COSATU's General Secretary, Becky Ntshalintshali, however, said this morning's delay is indicative of just how deep the rot within the ANC is. Several challenges to the accreditations process were reported yesterday amidst claims that several bogus delegates may have made their way into the conference. Ntshalintshali told the SABC that these claims, along with the delay, breed suspicion. He believes it's time for someone to lead the ANC that will unite the party.
It's somebody that will take the ANC seriously, united, to unite the alliance, to be anti-corruption and stand firm on corruption and good governance. The president was not firm on his speech last time. He didn't say those who are stealing must be brought to jail, they must pay, we must recoup money and all that kind. So they see Deputy President Ramaphosa as their hope.
And while the alliance hopes for someone who will be firm on corruption and ensure those responsible for looting state coffers are held to account, ANC Women's League President Batabile Dlamini came to the defense of those implicated in state capture by referring to those citing for their heads as hypocrites. In an interview this morning, Mbete said those implicated in looting, through among others the Gupta Leaks emails, have not been given sufficient opportunity to make amends or state their cases. She asked for those involved in corruption to be forgiven, as South Africans forgave those responsible for apartheid. Dlamini reiterated the League's support of Nkosi Zana Dlamini Zuma and reminded of Dlamini Zuma's credentials in leadership, while promising that she would clamp down on state capture if elected. Voting for the new ANC president is expected to start later today, and the party says results of the votes should start coming through late tonight or early tomorrow.
This was a special report from OFM News.